I should probably at this stage apologise to those residents of Ventnor Street for the occurrences about 6 o'clock on Saturday night. The current Mrs. Burns, the youngest son, is moving into a student house. He is a student and has been for a year, but he thought he wanted to experience the full student life. So down Ventnor Street with three of his friends, he's got a student house, which he's sorted out and everything. He's done well. He's written letters to the landlord to make sure the accommodation is of a good standard. And his mother said, no, he's having a new bed. We're buying him a new mattress. We'll deliver that Saturday night. The carpet's not good enough, so he's getting a new carpet and everything like that. And we were all, me, noisy, smelly and expensive, on patrol on Saturday night, down in two cars to Ventnor Street, everything like that. I'm ripping up that carpet. Then you can put it in black bags. It's going in the back of the car. It's happening. But the carpet looks great, dear. There's nothing wrong with the carpet. I bought a new carpet. He's having it. I'm not having him live with that. He's having it. All right, okay. All right. Out comes the Stanley knife. She's wound up, slashes the carpet. Next thing, the street explodes in noise. She's gone and slashed through the burglar alarm wire. And, oh, lad, what can I say? It's just this only... There was dogs peeing up lampposts everywhere. There was old blokes adjusting their ears, thinking, is me tinnitus back and everything like that. It was just this high-piercing scream. And she wasn't chuffed that me and the eldest son were falling about laughing. And then I wasn't chuffed this morning because I asked her gently, and how much did that cost us to get somebody out to sort that? You don't want to know, dear. So she is now known as Slasher McGrew in our house. So if you see the current Mrs. Burns, just check she's not got the Stanley knife. And for those residents, other residents of Ventnor Street off Newland Avenue in Hull, the Burns family would like to apologise.